Okay. I have 22, so we'll start. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening. Good Arab Shabbos, and thank you for coming. We're going to learn the Sfat Emes, Shnas Tov Resh Mem Dalet, Shnas Tov Resh Mem Dalet, beginning of that year. In these editions, it's page 246. So the Sfat Emes is examining and explaining a fascinating and a very important Medrash. The Medrash is Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Lamed Hei. The Medrash says, on the Pasuk, in Bukhukai Tzai Teleichu, Hado Hu Dechsiv, this is what Dovra Melech meant. Dovra Melech, Tehillim Kuf Yutash says, Chishavti Drachoi, I thought about my ways, Va'ashiva Raglai El Edesel, and I move or return my life El Edesel, to your Edos, to your mitzvahs, to all that you are Kodesh Baruch Hu stand. Oh my God, Rebbeinu Shalom, B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim Ha'isim Mechashev, because that's what the Pasuk says, Chishavti Drachoi. Every day I would think, the Mekan Pliny, I'll go there, Ulevei Zvira Plinitz, I'll go to this house, I'll go to that house, I'll go to a visit, I have a vacation, I'll go here, I'll go there. But my legs carried me. I had in mind, I'll go take care of my own concerns, my own interests. Nothing wrong, but something for myself. Whatever a human being might think he or she needs to do today or will enjoy it. And then somehow, but my legs carried me to the base of Knesset and to the base of Medrash.
That's why that pasuk in Kuf Yutet until it ends.
Now it's very important to appreciate that in that beginning of the Medrash, it doesn't say what happened, what changed. I thought out my day, I planned, I'm going to go for a little shopping, then I'm going to take care of a couple of things, and then I'll go see, it's interesting, I'll visit, I'll have a nice day. Next thing I know, somehow my legs carry me, I'm in the base medrash, I'm in the ship. Beautiful. That's in Bukhukaisai Teleich, says the medrash. So we have to understand how and why things change. What changed? He thought initially to do something for himself, what he would be typically humanly interested in doing, and then somehow he ends up in the base medrash. What changed? The medrash at that point has not yet said what changed.
Rabbi Huna, b'shem Rabbi Acha Amar, Shafi Matan Schar and Shal Mitzvahs.
I thought about the Schar of Mitzvahs, the Hefsevah, like the Mishnah Novah says. And that's Drachoy. Drachoy means plural, not Darki, my way, but Drachoy, my ways, plural. We mean the old word way, W-A-Y-S. We don't mean, you know, how to go, you know, ways on the computer, on the app, right?
Shafi Matan Schar.
That's one man Amar. Rabbi Elazar Baravina Amar. Excuse me, Rabbi Menachem Chasna, the Rabbi Elazar Bar Avina, Amar Chishavti Mash Kisachla Rabbi Teira, in Bechukesa Taleichu, Mesach Shalom Ba'aruf, the rewards, the Inviv Sishma Uli, if you don't listen and don't do the mitzvahs, Yesachti Li'asra, as Kalila, punishment. Rabbi Abba Bereid, Rabbi Chia says, look how many brachas there are. Starts with Aleph, ends with Tav, meaning that all brachas are available to us, whereas the Kolos begins with Vav, ends with Hey, which is only one letter apart, and reverse, which means you can always turn it around. Brachas are much better than Klalas. I have to choose Brachas. All of these opinions have it that Chishavti, David HaMelech says, I thought about Bracha. My ways means I thought about, well, am I going to get Skus? Am I going to get Bracha? Am I going to get Schar? So I changed my mind. So that these three explanations go on to the beginning of the Medrash, according to the simple explanation of the Medrash. So Sfat Emes is a completely novel explanation. He says at the beginning of the Medrash, when it just says, David HaMelech says, I don't know, somehow, I planned the day for myself, and I end up in the Bitzmet. This is as follows. Dichsiv, the fourth line of his photocopy.
Dichsiv, also in Tehillim, Me Hashem Mitzadei Gever, Kainanu V'darkoi Yechba. Mitzadei Gever, Kainanu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up each step of a person. A gever means a person who has the gvura to do and choose what's right. But Kadosh Baruch Hu kananu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is making that person's steps.
And it means darke yechus means Hashem wants his way and the person wants that way.
In other words, he has tremendous yata tishmaya, and Svasemis is saying literally that he ends up where Hashem wants him to end up. Because Hashem is ade geber kanan perish, sheyesh drachim yuchadim le'ish Yisrael. There are specific ways for every yid to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Drachim miyuchadim, specific, individualized ways, le'ish Yisrael. It's not stamped and everybody's the same. Ain't Parshufeihem Shavos, ain't Deyasem Shavos to Gemara. We don't look alike, we don't think alike, and that means we don't serve Hashem the exact same way. Even if outwardly we all do the same mitzvah, it looks like we're doing completely different. How we got there, what we are thinking, what moves, what happens to us as we do, after we do the mitzvah. Every person is unique, and it has to be appreciated because the value of every yid is so great because of this. Because he is a unique, she is a unique means, a unique vessel to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no like, we're one of a set of 600,000. 500. No. Every yid is like every oyster in the Torah, unique. And that means the way to serve Hashem, his way, is unique. Yesh drachim yuchadim le'ish Yisrael. V'ha'ayved Hashem Hashem v'shtokek tomim, where he wants so verily, always, l'mtsoy hadrachim ham yuchadim elav, and he wants so much to find, what's the way for me? What's the way for me? What will have me feel and see the truth? And do it with energy. What energizes my avodas HaKadosh? Somebody said to me the other day, you know, I don't know, looks at me, are you wearing a garb? I said, yeah. So you didn't go to Meron? I didn't. Why I didn't go to Meron on Lach Vayner? I was here in the morning, you know. So first I felt like telling you, in that case I didn't go. I was up all night, came back 4 in the morning, down in the position. How do you know? I guess he saw I looked too good and too relaxed. No, he wasn't in Meron. He asked a good kasha. Yes, very good. But of course, you know, he's asking because, you know, why? He may look like him, he's a real brisker. He's not going to Meron. The emissary, and then he said over how someone who's a taka, a big Lutusha Goyim, lives here in the day, was once on a plane, right before Lag BaOmer, and two Chassid Shiiten were giving each other a talk to a massive matan. Heavy into learning, deep into learning, in Tulin and deep lumbers on the plane. This person also, literature Rav, got involved and was very impressed because she learning Americans flying over for what? He asked him, Stusia, what are you doing? Coming to him, oh yeah, Rashbi, what's his name? He didn't even realize, you know, because there was no. Rashbi, Mirah. Ah! So he saw that these very, very erudite, scholarly Eden, Hasidim, understood that there's something in the Avoida, in the Halula, and that for them, they're going to come higher and closer to Kushba. Now, someone who is in that Madrega, and that's how he has to do his life by him. The children is away, for an adult is away. For me there's a way, for you there's a way. Everyone is his way. And if a person is mishtaikik means they have a tremendous heart-driven desire, a real yen, totally, always, the specific way that's for me. Well, what happens? If he really wants and he's looking for it, and searching for it, and trying to find his way to Hashem, yamcheu Hashem b'derech. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him find the way to the truth. As that person arrives, can arrive to it, Hashem, show him the path, help him set himself on it. K'may shekosud, v'ho yuraglai, mivi'ais oisi, l'beis kisi'ais, l'bata kisi'ais, l'bata. As Dovin Melech says, and I somehow end up in the basement. So now, what's the Sfatenda doing? He's saying that the pshat in the very beginning of this medrash is, in b'kosek he'lechu means it's that you go on a path that you've thought about, that you think about, and that you declare, what is the way I want, what's the way that I truly want to serve Hashem in this mitzvah, in this tefillah, in this davening, with this chesed, in this sukkah, on this pesach, with this piece of matzah, with this shikun moro, shavuos. I'm staying up to learn,
I'm going to learn. What am I going to learn? How am I going to learn? What am I going to learn? How am I going to be mizdabik? How am I going to come close to the Baruch Hu through my learning? But you have to look. You have to care. You have to think. And if you do, and you look, you search, you will find it. He's going to say, you got to. Al yibay zeh shebechol yoyim hayim mechashev u'mishtoikik lintze derech. That's what the Medrash is saying. Not simply, you know, chishavti derechoy, that I, derechoy meaning my different things, my plans for the day, and then I, somehow I end up in the business. No. Chishavti derechoy, I thought about my ways, how, for me, personally, it's best, and where I will most likely succeed to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I thought about it. I cared. I didn't just do it by rote with Herodiel and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. I came, I arrived. V'zehu shekosov im b'chukai tzai telechu shehu b'koyach ha'odun lirois hadrochim v'hachakikos shechokak HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'net. Now he's going with an explanation. He's saying something fascinating about the word chayk. What do we call the luchas? Talk about them in his mirrors. Says the dimus a chokuk and shnei luchas avani. Chokuk means etched. Says in b'chukot ha'telechu means that there's an etching in every yid's neshama that yid is a path he can follow to bring his Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In b'chukot means if those chakikas that are uniquely yours, if you look for them and you find them with my help, you'll be able to reach me. And then all of the brachas will come true. These are the chakikos shechokak HaKadosh Baruch b'nefesh ha'adam. And then he says, that's what the Medrash means. Later on, in this same Parsha Lamed Hei, Ois Hei, Rebbe Levi B'Shem Rebbe Chama B'Chanina says, that chukim are called chukim, so it's not to him. It's the Medrash saying, chukim are called chukim, shehem chakukim al yetzer hara. And after all, the yetzer hara is most powerful when it comes to a chayk, because a chayk, which doesn't necessarily have obvious rational explanation, and Rashi famously tells us again and again, that's where the Yetzer Hara says, what, this for what? Shabbos is not for what? What's the purpose of it? Chattas, Karaduma, it makes no sense. Why? Okay, this is what you are getting busy with. A chayk means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up chukim keneged the Yetzer Hara, because the Yetzer Hara by definition is what is chaykek in our hearts and makes roads or inroads in our hearts, setting us in the wrong direction. Like the Nabi Yeshayahu says, Hoy hachoykikim chikike oven. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu intentionally sets up chukim and mitzvahs to set us in the right path. It gives a mashal of a very desolate area, and marauders and hooligans and all kinds of listim have taken it over. So the king sends his most powerful army to clear the way and make sure that that place no longer is allowed to fester with all of these negative elements. It's safe again. That's what mitzvah is, the Yetzer Hara. And it's fester, and it occupies a certain place, and it can ruin us. Because Baruch Hu creates mitzvah, and the mitzvahs are there to displace all of that evil. But it's very interesting. The Medrash goes on to say, that's why they're called luchos ha'aven, v'hatorah mitzvah. Because what is the Yetzer Hara compared to by the Navi Yechezkel? V'hasirot yes, lev ha'aven. A hardened heart that has its own self-interest and doesn't serve Hashem is a stone-hearted. And what is the Torah? Luchos ha'aven. So, says this Hasemes, that's what chukim are. That's what this Medrash means. That's what the Blavi means. That the mitzvahs are chakikos, drachim and chakikos, chokak ha'kadosh baruch v'nefesh ha'odom k'mesh ha'kosim v'nefesh. Chukim shehem chukim al yetzer hara. Perish, k'moy sheyesh. Just like there are feelings that draw us, we are drawn with great passion, Kalila. Letavay Sayyaitza says interesting. Mikol Shike. So then certainly, Shinim Samamish Mayuchadrachim Usharim. There are gateways in the Nefesh Adam. Miyuchadim Lahashem Isbar. If there are ways that the Yetzirah can trap us, then for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prepared in us, it's part of our capacity, it's part of our nature, each of us, and part of what we have. We have the ability to find the path right through or around. Sometimes you can't go right through the air. Going right through means you can just, you know, blow them out of the way, right? You have enough energy, power, and strength. Sometimes you need to be a little more clever and take a circuitous route. like the Gemara talks about, you know, someone's on pet, they're going to go either, they're going to have to go around the length of Avodah Zarah, or they walk right by. Sometimes the right person can walk right by. The person might, no, I need to just avoid it altogether. The point is, there is a way and a path for each person, and that's, you have to find that I have made chukuk in you. It's very personal. So when a person says the pasuk in Bechukas Telechu, he's thinking then there are those particular marks in my soul, there are those roads ready for me to take that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has made. I have to look for v'heim rishimos v'chakikos benefesh ha'adam. I would maybe add that shot a little bit of what means that we all learn Torah in the Rechem. We all learn Torah, and there's something left over from that. We're all yet having a relationship to Torah mitzvahs that's specifically our own to be found again. To make it happen, to actualize this in reality, who be'ezer Hashem? Alidei harotzon shel ha'adam, by the person wanting. Midafna velen, you have to want. You have to want to find what is the path that will work for me. What is the path that will energize my avodas Hashem today, now? It might be a little different tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'll ask myself again. And that's what the Dabra Melech means. Shishafti Zerach. I kept my thoughts together each day. What today shall I think? How will I think about the mitzvahs I'm about to do and what they mean to me? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause me to act upon them and carry them out successfully. That's the Ezer Hashem. I mean, they have us. I want. I care. Because I work hard at it. And study hard and do yigiyah, which means make great efforts to understand and fulfill Torah. Kemoshi kosuv yodati umatzasi. I tried very hard and I found success. Time. Then you know and believe that you have the right relationship and you're beginning to forge the right Dafshkar. Now, that's what this medrash is about, because David HaMelech says drochoy, multiple paths. So the Amoraim in the medrash say multiple paths mean right, wrong. Multiple paths means here's my schar, or here's my chalila einish. Here's my schar mitzvah, hefsid mitzvah, hefsid and schar of an einish. Here's the bracha, here's the kol. Drachoy, plural. It says the sasanis. No. Drachoy means the many ways that all of us have, each of us in an individual way, the Baruch Hu crafted in our personal neshama, in our nefesh, such that we can come to him and do his mitzvah. The zehu shekasuv, chishafti drachoy loshen rabin. That's why it's loshen rabin, not Chishavti Darki. I thought about my way. No. Chishavti, I have to think drachoy about the possible ways, which is mine, truly, now, today, at this moment, so I can serve him best. Rimsi hadrochim hamyuchadim elu. Umeirev hamachshavish shehir hem tamid b'hem. Because of this, you think about it, you want it so much, you carry it, you think before you act, you think before, you plan before, you do rimsi, celebrate your mitzvah, and do all kinds of chavim, and learn Torah. You have all of these preparations so that you are set when you finally arrive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen for you. Now we'll conclude with one very important point, which Sasemis now says about the end of the pasuk. Right? The pasuk says, Kishafti drachoy, but then it ends, Ba'ashiva raglai elei b'sech. Now, Ba'ashiva means something that the reverse of. Ba'ashiva means something that goes in a different direction. Which is the basis of the Medrash saying that I could have done something in one way, but instead I wisened up and I did it the other way. Sasemis has a novel interpretation. Everybody knows raglai, the legs, the same sherish as hergel. Hergel. When something is done by habit, we say it's murgo. Says the Sasemis, Vashiva raglai, who tikun hateva baharigilus, to correct, where we're just doing something because it's habitual. It comes to us by nature, which is a wonderful thing. You're doing so many wonderful mitzvahs, and so by nature you do it this way, you do it that way. Yeah, but it needs a tikkun. V'ashiva raglai, meaning I turn back on hergel. So I wouldn't do these mitzvahs, I wouldn't do my learning, and I wouldn't do my ma'aseh tovim, and I wouldn't do Shabbos, and I won't make kiddush, and I won't do any of the mitzvahs, and ma'aseh tovim, it's not going to be with hergel. Rather, and he says it so beautifully, lahachnis behem tu'i, inject into them or hachachma, the light of wisdom and da'at, light of wisdom and understanding. That's how you do a mitzvah. Prepare and say, what's the right way? What's the best way for me this time to do this today, now? Think about it. Prepare.
And then, well, Shiva, I was like, so then I stepped back and set aside. I turned away, Herod, doing something by habit. No habit. It's done with love, care.
And this is another Mukhaber also.
Sensitivity. The Kasha, Chachamim Higidu. Then finally he concludes. He says, like Chachamim tell us. This is a tremendous idea. Gemara Yoma says, Hirhure Aveiro, Koshin Me Aveiro. All the planning, the thought, I can't hold myself. Plan to do the Aveiro. It's worse than the Aveiro itself. Why? Why do you think it's worse than the premeditation would mean it makes the Aveiro worse because it's premeditated. But what he's saying is that the premeditation is worse than the act. Yes. But that, the fact that you're preparing with your koyach and plan is worse than the actual act. Why? I understand that, but why is that worse? That makes the act worse. Why is the plan itself more ruinous to the total person than the act?
Because when you plan, it's you. When you zoom in, it's not you.
That's right. When you plan something, that means that now you've overtaken your entire thought and your heart and your soul is now changed. The action is an action. Action happens perhaps outside of you. The real, briefly. Oh, I just said briefly. Because that's also a point. It happens briefly for a second. But the change in the person, in the nefesh of the person, because he's planned and thought about this nice and good. Of course, if he stops himself, fine. But once it's done, that means praise, mir. So it's not just what was done, but the change in the person, planning of it, thought, that's ruinous. Says the Gemara, Hirbure Avera, Kashin Me'Avera. The Hirbumim are worse than the Averas. Zok Tisrasamen. If so, yes, we're a little boy, then we should learn from that. I mean, the Torah is always Maruba, so he says, Hirhure mitzvah, noichin meha mitzvah gufa. The hirhurim and the thoughts and the plan and the movement in the soul toward properly doing the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah. Of course, you have to do the mitzvah again, you got to do it. Otherwise, you know, hirhurim ahim, hirhurim aher. But what changes the person? What changes the person is the fact that he thought. That he applied himself, that he opened and expanded his heart, and that stays for the Satsang is to learn from Kabuchan. Because if that takes Kuru and Avera, Mida Taiba is Maruba, so certainly, Tikkun HaNefesh Tolui, really being the Takin the Nefesh, fixing a better human being and making a better human being out of myself, depends on Roiv Hilhur, thinking, a great deal of feeling, Uchuka, and casually up tremendous desire. For our voters, have a response.